Welcome to another edition of the Kid Zach Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode. Oh, how I have missed you all. My goodness. What is up? What is up? That's the real question right now. What is going on? What is good? I have so much to dive in. It's happening to the sports world so far. But how y'all doing? Y'all good? Y'all great? I'm feeling great too. NFL draft is this past Thursday, and man, I'm really happy right now, honestly, like what my team did in this draft, and this draft just in general, a lot of surprises per se, and some things that didn't happen, but we'll talk about that, along with the NBA playoffs. Things are kicking up. We're just now getting into the second round, and I'm gonna tell you, we're just having a lot of fun with it. That's what we're doing. We're having fun with it, and without further ado, I'm not going to waste a lot of time on the intro. You know what to do. Go ahead, turn your radio dials up. Turn your volumes up on your phone. Stop whatever you are doing and get ready for the Kid Zach Podcast. Let's do this. So let's kick things off as we just did with the NFL draft, ladies and gentlemen. You guys know I'm an Eagles fan, right? You know that's the case with me. And we have not had a great history of drafts per se, right? You know, we had the opportunity to get a Justin Jefferson. We didn't get him. I love Jalen Rager, but you know, we've had a lot of misses per se. We got Carson Wentz. I thought that was a hit. It clearly was a miss, but it's okay. This year, things been a little bit different. So I'm gonna tell you how this happened to me, right? So I'm at work, right? Getting ready to type in my script. So I got one TV on, the Suns and the Pelicans, you know, the playoff game. Then I got the draft on the other TV, right? They're not really loud, you know, just enough where I can know what's going on. I got my phone over here on the side while I'm typing. Then I hear a choo-choo, whatever, you know, ESPN notification. First thing I see, Titans receiver A.J. Brown traded. I'm like, whoa, first off, because the rumors and the reports I was seeing was that this guy was going to get a long-term deal. That's what it was. It was like, yo, Dan's going to be fine. They're going to extend him. It's not going to be, you know, an issue. Okay, that was wrong. So I'm looking, I was like, why are they really trading them? They got me. Next thing, to the Philadelphia Eagles. I said, what? I said, what? The Philadelphia Eagles? That's my team. Philly, Eagles. That's us, right? So I'm double checking. I'm like, yo, this is right. And I look at the TV. It's, yeah, you know, what we did was we traded our pick to the Titans for A.J. Brown. Now I'm like, yo, so I get up and go crazy. I'm just running around the building and stuff. Nobody else is feeling the same energy because they're not really into sports like that, but it's cool. And I'm feeling it. You know, and my brother texts me. And well, you know, he had a, you know, choice words. You know what I mean? I won't say exactly what he said, but you know, you put two and two together. He's a Titans fan. He loved A.J. Brown. As to, I'm sure anybody would, right? He's a great receiver. He's a number one. So I'm just like, yo, what? This is, we really just got this man. And not too long after that, you can go check my Twitter, I ended up retweeting, he got an extension as soon as they traded him to it. So it was $100 million, if I want to be sure. Yeah, $100 million, contract 4 years, $57 million guaranteed. Y'all can go look that up. And all I did was retweet it and said, fly, Eagles, fly. I called my brother. He's like, what in the, you know, blank, blank, blank. You feel me? And I was like, yo, that just happened. That just happened. Ways I don't even, I thought we were going to extend him. Come find out, guys, they gave him a contract offer that he wasn't comfortable with. I heard he didn't want to leave Tennessee, but they didn't give him something that he thought he deserved. And if you've been watching this past offseason, you've been realizing what these receivers have been getting. Let's look at Tyreek Hill leaving a dynasty like the Chiefs. He's in Miami. I'm like, wait, what are you doing? He got his bag, is what he went and did in Miami. Is Tua the quarterback Patrick Mahomes is? No. Does he know this? Yes. What did he go do? He's chasing that bag. You look at Deebo Samuel. Huge piece for the 49ers. Y'all know he could do run out the backfield. He could catch footballs. It was amazing. He requested a trade saying he wanted out of the Bay Area. They gave him a contract offer. He didn't want to do it. But I heard he just wants out. So that's currently in progress as we speak. These guys, these receivers, they want it out and they want their money now. They're not waiting till later. They're not taking a, so to speak, I guess, Larry Fitzgerald deal, right? For the team and stuff like that. They want their money. And I can't really be mad at them about it because I'm understanding the way and the way the league is going right now. You know? You pay these guys now is what they want. Worry about the rest later. So it's like, but What about winning? What about this? What about that? They don't listen. We can build something. We can figure something out. But I want my bag now. I don't want to go through all of this, putting everything on the line, and I get hurt, and I get lowballed, and bam, there it is. You don't get your money. So you got to understand the way the league is going. I think the league is picking up on this now, how these receivers are going to do. You get a superstar wide out, you need to beware. I don't care if you did, just pay him, right? It doesn't matter. If he looks over and see the guy behind him or beside him at this point has more money in his bank account than him, whoa, hey, I did this, this, and this, run it up, right? Davante Adams with the Raiders. He was tired of all that Aaron Rodgers. I may stay, I may not. He left, played for the team. He always grew up loving the Raiders. Got him a new contract, made him the highest paid right off rip. Christian Kirk from the Cardinals. Huh? Went to Jacksonville and got a bag. I love Christian Kirk. He was great in the Cardinals offense. Now, he's not the level of Davante Adams, A.J. Brown, excuse me, Deebo Samuel. He's not those guys. And he got him a bag. So you ain't even got to be a bona fide number one to go get your bag in this league. All right, now how does this affect the Eagles? Allow me to tell you. So how this affects us is that everybody understands the deal, excuse me, with Jalen Hurts. When I try to figure out, oh, is he our guy? Is he going to be the one for us? Is he the one the Eagles need? His accuracy is in there, da-da-da. Our guys came out and said he's our guy. Now, there was rumors that we made a push for Russell Wilson, and that didn't go through. But who wouldn't? I mean, come on. I think Jalen Hurts would understood that. But he's our guy. And I even said it before the draft, because I never know what Howie Roseman's going to freaking do in anything. I said, there's no point in taking anybody. You need to assure Jalen Hurts before the draft, you are our guy. Let him know that. Because there's not a quarterback in this draft that was, I thought, worth risking or reaching on or just taking nothing like that over Jalen. I don't think any of these guys coming into the league are just significantly better than Jalen. I don't believe that. Right? They got time to grow into it. But as you can see from the first round, only one got picked, and that was Kenny Pickett. And I got to be honest, I'm not that big on him myself. I mean, I know they say he's the most pro-ready because he played 3 years with Pittsburgh's offense. He was at Pitt, and he still is with Pitt, I guess, with the Steelers, right? I'm not that big on him. So he may be ready to come in right away and make some huge contributions. He got Deontay Johnson over there, Claypool. You know, he got Najee coming out the backfield. And, of course, he has the great Mike Tomlin, who we all love. So he may be better than what I'm thinking, and I'm hoping so. I always want guys to prove me wrong. But I'm not that high on him, and I'm not high on any of these guys coming out right away. The one I'm probably the highest on is Malik Willis. That's the guy I thought they dropped a little too low. But, like I said, I understood at the same time. There was no need to reach for a quarterback in this draft. I just didn't think it was no point. So, anyway, back to us. What this does for Jalen Hurts now, right? Let's check it out. We got Zach Pascal, right? We got Devontae Smith. We got Jalen Reagor, who actually turned out to be pretty good, I'd say. We got Sanders at the backfield. Now we got A.J. Brown, a number one receiver, who understands we have all the confidence in the world in him, who loves Jalen Hurts, who works out with Hurts. You feel me? Oh, not to mention, them Georgia Bulldogs. Man, they were doing big things in the draft. Shout out to my national champion, Georgia Bulldogs. And nonetheless, some of those guys came to us as well. N'Kobe Dean. Jordan Davis clogging up the middle. We still got Darius Slay, a veteran corner out there. Y'all better watch out, right? But let me tell you something. How this affects Jalen Hurts, right? And Nick Sirianni, because I'm going to need the play calling to be precise, right? So what Jalen has to do, Jalen don't even have to be spectacular. He don't even got to be spectacular. Because this guy got a lot of talent anyway. We saw that last year, right? The last couple of years. All he has to do is get the ball to these guys and let them do the rest. I promise you, right? And the bonus about having a guy like Jalen is that he can move with his legs. He can get outside the pocket and find these guys. He can, in the pocket, he needs to work on that. But all he has to do is get the ball to them in the right spots, and he's good. I promise you, Jalen, you will get an extension if you do that this year. I promise you. You keep feeding these guys, and you make this one the top five. That's what I'm saying, the top five offenses in the NFL. You will get an extension. Won't be no more questioning, is Jalen Hurts our guy? If you get these guys the ball, they will do the rest. That's it. The ball coming out a whole lot quicker with Jalen. And if you just so happen to cover Reagor, Goddard, Brown, Pascal, Smith, oh, Jalen said, don't worry, I got these legs and I can make them work too. So now as a defender, you're like, okay, I got to worry about Brown, Goddard catching it through the middle right there. I got to worry about Smith taking the top off the defense. Rager coming straight through the middle of the field. And then I see him cheating up too. So do I come down and get him? Oh, he just threw it over my head. So it's a lot of issues and a lot of stuff you got to worry about right now. As a defense, if you're seeing this offense, it's going to get a whole offseason together. None of these guys, as far as I know, wants out of Philly. They happy where they at. And like I said, it's going to come down to him putting the ball in the right place and him doing what he does. I honestly think, you look at Jalen Hurts, he's a guy that can be a 1,000-yard rusher every single year. It just is what it is. It's what he can do. He can be a 1,000-yard rusher as a quarterback. But I like my guy Sanders at the backfield, too. I want to use him a lot more. We have an opportunity to be, like you said, a top five offense. There's no question about it. But it all falls on Sirianni, and it falls on Hurts. What are y'all going to do? You got the pieces. They're really good pieces. They're proven pieces. Let's make this work. This is where Jalen Hurts, this is your time. If you want an extension and you want to be sure that this is your team, you're the captain of this ship, go make it happen this upcoming year. I have no doubt about it. I've seen what this kid's made up from Alabama to Oklahoma and stuff he's done. He knows how to win. This guy literally got to the playoffs last year, okay? And his first year as a full starter. So you can't put nothing past this guy. I know what he's made of. So it should be scary for other people. And now I'm talking about other people. We transition to our division, right? Everybody like to say the NFC least. NFC East, right? Let's talk about it. Oh, Zach, y'all still got the Cowboys, you know? Let's talk about the Cowboys. How much better did they get this offseason? Because last I checked, they lost Amari Cooper, right? Now, remember that? Last I checked, they lost one of their best pass rushers to Denver. You know what I'm saying? They lost that. Last I checked, I think Ezekiel Elliott will be a year older, right? Michael Gallup, you invest the money into him, he's definitely coming off injury again. You know? The offensive line, they're aging, aren't they? Right? Mike McCarthy, he still isn't a sure thing. We don't really... Like I said, a lot of aging pieces taking place with the Cowboys. And the Super Bowl window is running out, it looks like. And you didn't get any better from last year. Last year definitely seemed like, okay, these guys, man, yeah. But what can go wrong will go wrong with the Cowboys in that day. So let's move on to the Washington Commanders, right? Zach, they're an amazing defense. Now Chase Young. My twin, you know, he's going to bounce back from the ACL. It's going to be amazing. They got Ron Rivera. You know, he's a great coach. You know, they got McLaurin, those guys. Got a decent running game. You know, they got things. Oh, and they got Carson Wentz. Now, it's really a bittersweet thing with Carson Wentz because you guys know from the moment we drafted him, because we had the second overall pick. And the Rams took Jared Goff. And we got Carson Wentz, and folks were like, oh, man, I bet you wish you would have. No. I said from that moment, I was so happy that they took Jared Goff. Because I love Carson Wentz from the moment we drafted. I loved him at North Dakota State. I loved him getting into our offense. I loved everything about him with Doug Peterson, Frank Wright. I loved all of that. I saw exactly what I thought he was going to be. MVP potential. Right? Then it went off the rails, and even when Nick Foles won as a Super Bowl, you know what I mean, Eagles legend, even then, I still was like, no, Carson Wentz our guy, and we embraced him. But he kept giving us reasons not to, I tell you that, right? Injuries, hey, you know, that's one thing, you know, but okay, but his play, it wouldn't match up with him and Doug Peterson, it wasn't a match, let it go, had to let it go. Okay, ends up going to the Colts. Frank Wright, old offensive coordinator. Oh, you guys finna see him. I mean, he's not with us anymore, but watch what I tell you. This guy's a winner. You had a chance to beat one of the worst teams in the league in the Jacksonville Jaguars to get into the playoffs. That's all you had to do. Just beat them. And you couldn't do that. Too many times he's looked like a deer in the headlights. And I've come to the conclusion, as much as it hurts me, because I have a Wentz jersey, honestly. It hurts me because, you know, he's just not that guy. All right? So now I'm really not on his side because he's came back to our division. You know what I mean? And he could be doing good for one game, two games, three games. Oh, four, five, and six, he going to look a mess. And he makes, which what pisses me off and disappoints me is that he makes throws like he's a rookie sometimes. It'd be like, Carson, what are you doing? That's something an undrafted free agent third string is supposed to be doing. Just something crazy. Like, why are you doing that? Why? But I've come to the conclusion, like I said, it hurts. That's who he is. So I'm not too worried about that over there because they have an issue within themselves. Even if he has success, I think, and I'm hearing he's just a bridge till they find another quarterback for them, right? Okay, let's move from them to the Giants. The New York football Giants, ladies and gentlemen. Aren't they something else? Well, last I checked, they don't want to pick up their so-called franchise quarterback's fifth-year option. They don't want to pick that one up. Y'all know Daniel Jones. Y'all remember he went like he was like a top five pick, you know, top 10, not too long ago. They don't want to pick his option up. And this comes after them giving him so many weapons this past year with Kenny Galladay and Sterling Shepard and those guys, and he did not perform. Because I remember saying this is the year. This is the year. If he doesn't get it done, then hey, you know, that's the question. And that's where we are. He didn't get it done. Turns the ball over a lot. Holds the ball a very long time. Okay? They got a new coach, right? But let's talk about Saquon Barkley. I love Saquon. I do. Love me some Saquon, right? Hasn't been able to stay healthy, right? Generational talent. Took him. He was the second overall pick in his draft, right? Right behind Baker Mayfield. You guys remember him? And, you know, when Saquon's great, oh my God, he's great. I wouldn't be thinking 2-3 years we'd be sitting here now saying if he doesn't have a great year this year, he's on the chopping block. I think if you give a great offer to the Giants right now, they would definitely probably take it. But I'm for sure with this year that if he doesn't come into his own and bounce back like I believe he can, then they're definitely going to put him on the chopping block for a trade. Right? And you look, they got a decent defense. They do. But as you can see, their downfall has been their offense. And from my eyes, they haven't gotten a lot better on that. You got a bunch of guys who is playing pretty much for their careers in New York now. Will this be it or will it not be it? See? So when you look at all that, and you look at what we did on Thursday, I got to say, we look like we're the winners in this situation, but you still have to go out there and do it. What it looks like on paper compared to what it is in between those white lines are two different things. But nonetheless, the Philadelphia Eagles got a whole lot better last Thursday. And right now, I think we're sitting pretty, looking as one of the best teams in our division. And I mean that. You have to give us credit for that. Howie Roseman, you usually let us down, but shout out to you on that one because you didn't do that this time. Thank you so much. We are that much better because I think every Eagles player coming in to work now is extremely happy what just took place on Thursday. You got a little draft night. You got to love it. You got to love it, right? Okay. That's there. Let's move into the NBA playoffs, ladies and gentlemen. It has been amazing so far, right? My Miami Heat, you've advanced to the second round. We're playing Philly tonight. You guys probably hear this tomorrow, so then it'll be a day. But, you know, you guys know how I do. But let's start off in the West, because right now we got those Grizzlies who took out the Timberwolves in the first round, beat them 4-2, if I can remember, right? They just played the Warriors in game one and came down to a missed layup by Ja Morant. My God, is that guy good, right? I think this is a series that will go 7 games, right? I think the Warriors will still pull it out. But if the Grizzlies win, I'd probably be shocked because, man, now it's going to get scary if they go win the series. But you look at the way the Grizzlies play the game of basketball, it is beautiful. You have a lot of young, hungry guys, right? We take that, and let me put it this way. Young, hungry guys, gritty, right? Play every night. Emphasis on the every night. Because we don't get a lot of that in today's game in the NBA. These guys don't really take nights off unless they're hurt. They have to be hurt to take the night off. That's the only way. And they play Golden State about as great as they can play. But here's the thing, when you look at game one, they got out-rebounded. And Golden State has a small team, and the Grizzlies do not. That can't happen again, right? And you can't make mistakes against this team. This is a veteran, healthy team right now, right? And I just love how great they're playing. This team is built to win for the next couple years, right? And they can have their stomping ground happening right now. The city of Memphis has never been happier. You look at it now. They had Ja Morant with the second overall pick. Zion was the first. You looking at it from this point of view, it's like, who won? Because Zion's been out all year. It's looking like the Grizzlies won that one. But I'm extremely excited about that. Ja's playing amazing. Steph's playing amazing. The stars are out in this series. They're out. And they're laying it all on the line. I love these last second finishes because it can go either way. It's the playoffs. You go get it on every single possession. You're going to have great nights as a player, bad nights as a player. But, man, I am telling you, I want this to go 7 games. It may go 6. I don't know. I just don't want to see no 4 sweep because I definitely don't think the Grizzlies are going out like that at all. Okay? Are they cocky? They are. But if you bag it up, nobody cares. That's the thing. That's what they've been riding with the whole year, being cocky. Keep the same energy now, and that's what they're doing. Kudos to a great series. We'll see who wins it. I'm a Steph Curry fan, but, I mean, hey, if the Grizzlies win, I got to give them props. Let's move things on over to the other teams in the West. We got the Suns. We have a healthy Devin Booker who's came back. They're taking on Luka Doncic and the Mavericks. Oh, my God. I cannot wait for that. This is going to be absolutely amazing. Now, that being said, I think the Suns pull it out because Chris Paul is almost looked unreal a lot of times in these playoffs. If you've been watching him, putting up 19 points in just one quarter, things like that, taking the game over as he does. And this guy's, what, 37? Jesus Christ. I'm just saying. This team altogether is so good. Coach Williams is coaching them to the T. They have another coach in there with Chris Paul on the floor. Devin Booker is a certified bucket. They didn't forget what happened in the finals last year, and they're coming back for everything that they couldn't have last year. That's what they're doing. Everything that they couldn't have last year, they're coming back to get it this year. So watch out. That's happening right now. Right? That's taking place. So it's exciting to watch them play because they play the game so well. I mean, you look at Chris Paul, the point guard in my eyes, man, and that mid-range shot. He's 6'1". He shouldn't be playing like this. Is that right? You got Devin Booker. Who will take you out at a moment's notice? Don't play with him. Don't play with him. DeAndre Ayton understands where he needs to be on the court. Chris Paul puts him in position. You got role players like Jay Crowder, who would take the hard fouls for you. Miles Bridges, who was in the defensive player of the year, excuse me, race, who could have won it. He could have won it. So this team is amazing. I definitely think they beat the Mavericks in this series. And this one, probably, I think the Mavericks probably get one game. Well, the Mavericks beat the Jazz, but the Jazz has a lot of other problems going on. They couldn't beat the Mavericks when Luka didn't play the first couple games. You knew at that point they were done. So they got a lot of stuff to restructure themselves. But I'm talking about against a healthy Suns squad. I think the Mavericks get one game. One game. I think Phoenix, nothing against the Mavericks. They trying to just get them out the way. They're stepping stones so they can get back to the Western Conference Finals. And eventually, they're hoping the finals. So, that's how I feel on that one. Let's move to the East, right? The Bucks are going to Celtics game one not too long ago. And, man, the Celtics couldn't get a shot to fall, right? Giannis didn't even have his best game. He had a triple-double, right? Double-check that. Double-double or triple-double, 1 and 2. They tried to build this wall and whatnot to stop Giannis. But y'all got to understand, man, Giannis is just a spectacular player who is not afraid, for better lack of words, not afraid for you to see him naked. Take that out of my dad's mouth. That's what he said. That meaning he's not afraid to mess up in front of you. He's not afraid to shoot the ball in front of you and miss it, airball it. He's a guy, he's going to take the shots, right? He's going to take those shots. And you got to understand, he's at a point now, he keeps taking them, he's going to make them. Anything he wants, he can do on that court, right? You got to remember, no Chris Middleton right now in this series. Remember? I think it was a sprained MCL. No Chris Middleton. This is just a good ball club with the Bucks, so they take game one. Now, the Celtics, they'll bounce back. Nonetheless, I know they're a really good team. But man, if the Bucks mess around and win, hey, and you let Middleton come back in the next series, man, stop. I've been telling folks from the jump, nobody was even talking about these Bucks. And I was like, they're the defending champions. Y'all not even mentioning their names. We just skipping. It was all the Nets. Where they at? They on the couch like me watching the games. The Nets, you know what I mean? The Sixers. I'm going to jump into them in a second. That's who everybody was talking about. But I knew from the jump. I was telling my dad, I'm telling my brother, why aren't we talking about the Bucks? It's because it's in Milwaukee or something? In Wisconsin? Well, what's the deal? They was playing well the entire year. Yeah, they had stretches there up and down. They were consistent through the entire year. They didn't lose pieces. They added pieces. And they were healthy. Come on. And now you're looking at a healthy, not so healthy team. They just took game one in Boston. They're 3 games away from heading back to the Eastern Conference Finals. Stop it. Respect these boys. You have to. Giannis ain't just going to let the ship go down like that. He never has and he never will. Especially now that he got him a championship. You just gotta give the respect where it's due. That's all you have to do. Give the respect where it's due. And we're going to finally move things over to my Miami Heat taking on the Philadelphia 76ers in this series. Now, I mind you, there's no Joel Embiid for at least game one and game two of the series, as they say, because he has an orbital fracture in his face, I believe. So he gets better with that. But, now here's the thing. If you look at our last series against the Atlanta Hawks, Trae Young, Ice Trae, love that man, really do, right? My Lord have mercy. He was going through the wire with us. Y'all remember that Kanye West song, Through the Wire? He was going through that with us. Because I'm talking about, we had bodies on him every single second. Full court press. It's PJ Tucker. It's Jimmy Butler. It's Bam Adebayo. It's everybody. We were just throwing bodies on this dude. He could do nothing with it. He had his worst series so far in playoff history for him. Huh? We're gritty. We got guys and we can rotate. But here's the thing. In this series, knowing Embiid for the first couple games, I expect us to take both of those games. Now, James Harden has not looked like the James Harden as we know him to look like. Right? Could that happen now that there's no Embiid, that he feels the pressure, that he'll go back to that guy from the Rockets? Let me ask you something real quick. Can he still go back to that? I want to know, because if he can, I respect it. But to me right now, what it's looking like is he's giving what he's got, which is still 20 and 10 and 15, don't get me wrong. But he was like supernatural when he played with the Rockets. Like, dude, 60, 40, 50, playing every night, 12 assists, 12 boards. He was something else. Now, will he tap back into that? I don't know. Are there too many miles on the body? I don't know. It's time to find out, but I think the time for him to find out should have been last series, because I don't think he's doing it in this series against us. I just don't. I'm just going to be honest with it. Because you're going against our defense, you're going against a brilliant defensive mind like Eric Spoelstra, who knows what, just coming off what he did to Trae Young. Trae Young's no James Harden, but he knows how these things work. So if you keep putting bodies on Harden, and Harden's not getting the whistle like he used to anymore, it's playoff time. Yeah, I'm just not seeing it across the screen. Embiid has an orbital fracture and a mild concussion. So that may take longer than games one and two. Who knows? And I don't think, as great as Tyrese Maxey is and Tobias Harris and those guys, and Doc Rivers as a coach, Spoelstra got a plan. We got a plan. This whole team got a plan. And you can come against these Miami Heat, you better be ready to fight and go get it. Because I got guys that can go fight with you, and I got guys that will give you buckets. I got all of that for you. You remember the culture of this team. Pat Riley, remember the culture of this team. Their whole motto, next up. Who up next? We done with the Hawks. We did what we're supposed to do there. Who up next? Sixers, you're the next victim. I'm not trying to be cocky. But if Harden comes out and do what he does, I give respect. That's James Harden. But he needs to be ready, because we're going to be rotating bodies left and right on him. And he can't afford to take all these shots and miss all these shots, because we will make him pay. Tyler Hero. We will make him pay Jimmy Butler. We will make him pay Bam Adebayo. And we will make him pay Victor Oladipo. Don't forget about him. That guy had like a 40-point game at the end of the season. So we in good shape right now. I'm just saying. I like us in this series, and I'm taking us, right? But man, it is heating up. Nevertheless, I have to say, you know, this whole playoff thing, I'm loving it. I love what happened in the NFL draft here. So much is taking place right now in the sports world. You have to love every bit of it, from free agency and NFL football, from the spring games of college football, the transfer portal, everything that's going on there. Like, this is an amazing thing that's happening in sports. Has to. It is. And you still got, I mean, this is all happening without LeBron in the playoffs. Because I remember LeBron made the playoffs a couple years ago. He was like, ah, this is kind of boring on LeBron. But now it's like, well, okay. All right. You know, I still miss him being in it. It's LeBron, right? But you're going to see some stuff happen even bigger coming up in this offseason for free agency and NBA, as you always do, right? And I don't think, you know, the way the league is going right now, that anything is going to stop. I think things are going to keep going in that same direction. These huge, huge surprises and everything like that. You can hear it here first, me telling you this, right? I'm just ecstatic. I'm just happy. Don't mind me, okay? Because a lot of great things are happening. Yeah, it's just me today, solo. DJ's at work. You know, Jazz doing her thing. So I was like, let me come talk to my people because a lot has happened. I remember when this happened with the trade with AJ Brown. First thing I said, I got to get on my podcast. DJ was like, I'm not coming on there. He's like, I'm not. Because I know you're going to talk about it. I'm not coming on there. But he really did have to work, guys. I'm just having to be off and unable to do this. So, like I said, man, y'all stay tuned. Y'all stay tuned. This episode wasn't as long today, but I had a lot of points that I just wanted to hit on. You know, I had a lot of points I wanted to hit on and everything like that, you know, and what we're doing in the playoffs. And I'm trying to keep you updated on that. That's what I'm trying to do. Sometimes I may come and bring you shorter episodes, you know, just on something specifically, you know, what have you, or what may be happening or whatnot. And it'll be like that sometimes. And other ones will be longer than others. But just be prepared because it's playoff season. And we got final season coming up as well. So I'm going to have you ready for that preview game one. As we do. And y'all just have fun. Right? Y'all just have fun with it, man. So I'm going to let y'all go today. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. Y'all be great, man. You know what I mean? Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Please remember to tune back again next week. And remember, all these podcasts currently are on Spotify and iTunes, wherever you get your local podcasts, as well as Anchor. You guys go check out Anchor as well. I know you guys be hearing the ads in the podcast at the beginning, through the middle, sometimes at the end. You guys go check that out. As also for people trying to start a podcast, it was the best way for me to get things going, and I think others as well. So you guys check it out. It's been really good to me so far if you want to do things like that. And also, like I said, any episodes you need, the Other Kids Deck podcast is on Spotify, and it's also on iTunes as well. Okay, so let you all have a great day, man. If there's nothing else, man, thank you all so much for tuning in. Be blessed.